thanks for tuning in to Life Coaching and Listening with Lish. I wonder if maybe because of my dancing background, maybe I get propositioned with the weirdest requests ever. Has anybody ever been like with a person that wants you to like smell not so fresh, and they want to they want to like sniff your butt and like, oh my god, so crazy, like poop but don't wipe yourself, or like you can go running or like go work out. One told me to go like work out and don't take a shower, and he just wanted to like smell my butt.
Wow,
that's so weird to me.
Wow.
And I'd be feeling like, oh my gosh, it's so weird. But
has anybody ever asked you to pee on them?
Yeah, most definitely. Pee and poop, all that.
Wow.
It's so crazy because like when you go to CVS, you don't pay it any attention because you don't need it, but they have this like toilet at the CVS that it's like it's a walker that has like a potty on it,
right.
And the nigga, he took a picture of it and sent it to me. It was like, he put his face right here. So it was like under the toilet, it was like, you know, under the potty, so it was like, so it was, he would just catch everything. Like, it was just terrible. But like, what happens to a person, what happens in life that make you want to smell a dirty ass? Like, what is going on? Like, I just don't get it. So it's very strange.
That's your true essence.
I was thinking like maybe the person was like abused by a person who stunk real bad, and then like, you know how like unfortunately we do train ourselves to like hurtful things. So what if that person was abusing them and ass stunk, and then that's just what they're accustomed to, and that's what they have to have now? Like, what do you think?
There's hormones in your body odor too.
It's hormones in it. What does that mean? What do you mean by that?
I mean, like pussy juice. When you smell it, it does something to you.
Pussy juice.
Yeah, when you sniff it, it's almost like sniffing cocaine.
Yikes! It's like people love cocaine.
No,
but
you know what? If you ever have, or if you ever eat some pussy and smoke some weed, and like you smell it on your mustache.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Yeah, I can imagine.
It's almost like you sniff it to go into war. You can take
keep that scent on you.
Rifle. You can take a sword. No, you smell it and you're like, wow.
So we turn into dogs and we turn into animals,
yeah,
with that,
exactly.
Shit.
Exactly.
Hilarious.
I'm being very serious.
Unbelievable.
It's a smell. It does something to you.
Okay, so wait. So a smell. So girls, you think that girls should have a smell? You think that a slight smell is okay? What do you... Because you're saying smell.
I mean, a woman, yes, I believe it is okay.
It's okay to have a smell?
You know, yikes.
Yeah,
because as a woman, you know, you want to stay dainty. You want to stay powdery and fresh all the time. But a little raunchiness sometimes.
See, you like dirty asses, then you probably like dirty butt.
Animalistic is what I'm getting at. I can understand, or I can look on the other side of the fence saying, okay, I understand with these guys who may seem very creepy.
No, I don't think that they're creepy. I just think that they're just in tune or in touch with a different side of their sexual side. They've probably done...
Right.
I feel like when people experiment with different things, I think that it's because, like, you can have sex with a girl, like, 1,000 girls, and, like, you, oh, God, hated it. Like, fuck one, fuck them all, so to speak. Like, it just doesn't get any better than what it is. So, let's try something different. Like, let's... You know what I mean? Like, let me be the prey, or you know, like switching roles type thing. Like, that's why I don't understand how come girls always talking about like they don't respect.
Most guys get tired of coming on to women. They want women to come on to them.
Yeah, not only that, they want to be taken advantage of. Like, and I think that they want to do the best stuff more sometimes than they proclaim. But it's so weird for them to say it, because girls will always be like, oh, you faggy, or they might say something weird. When is this, I mean, who made that rule that if a boy put something in his butt that was faggy? Like, how come that's just not sex?
A lot of guys probably do want, they get bored, and they probably do want to
every person
engage in something new and different.
If I can't stick my fingers in your butt, I'm not, it's just not even enough.
It's not even enough
because it's like, open your mind, dude. Like, get out of here.
Really?
And yeah, it's just straight like that, because I mean, like, what type of child, like, get out of here with that kid shit.
Well, what if his ass is just extremely too tight?
Yeah, that's perfect. I like that. I like a tight ass.
That's a
boy with
a
tight ass. That's a virgin ass.
And then he's gonna expect you to take it also.
No. Well, here's the thing. They don't really care about that. But I think, okay, not that it matters, because I really could care less. But I think that only if you're
elasticity.
Yeah, only if your pussy. I think when you're, if your pussy's like not worn out, because I can't even say that because boys do just want to just fuck in the butt sometimes. But I was gonna say maybe if the pussy's not all that spectacular, that butt is a whole nother dimension. Like the butt is like it takes you back to like, oh my god, you taking somebody virginity type. You know what I mean? Like yeah. That's what it takes you back to. So I mean, I can understand why, you know, this loose up here. I want this tight, firm feel. So why not?
I don't think it's more about one is loose and one is tight. I think sometimes you want to give somebody else the pleasure. You know, is this pleasuring you? I want you to feel good.
And I think
Me penetrating your ass, is that making you happy? Because making you happy, now that's even turning me on.
This sounds like some sucker shit. I want like it gotta be tough. You gotta be tough and hardcore. Like shut up, Finn. Like I mean, I'm laughing now, but like you know, you gotta be like real serious with this shit. Like all that compassion shit is just, like kind of like maybe like once in a
really?
Once a year type shit. But like yeah, let's go wow. Like go hard or go home. Literally.
Wow.
That sounds crazy. I mean, cause like sometimes it's like I don't know. How can I say? But I mean, I really don't care what anybody thinks. But like
sometimes you don't feel like giving instructions and directions.
Yeah, it's just that
it takes the joy out.
You
of
You got
it.
To know
it and take this ass.
Yeah, and then like you know, girls with big butts, like you know, like if your dick is like not big or fully equipped to like handle like a big butt, all that you want to give from the back, all that, just don't embarrass yourself because that is a never end. Like it has to stay in there if you want to do this like this. Like you gotta find your way.
It has to stay. It has to work.
Yes, it has to have some left to it or something. But like
it has to have some left.
And so like at the end of the day, let's be real with ourselves. Yeah.
Oh, don't even try to do that.
Yeah, let's not even try to do that. Like, let's just do how you know you're supposed to do. Or something like that. Like,
And you know what? I can imagine a guy who really wants to go the extra distance and because, wants to do the angles and the.
Yeah,
and
this shit look good as fuck.
It looks cool, but she's saying it's slipping out every other.
Here's the thing. Yeah, so it look good as fuck. So you need to watch it on porn and beat your dick. And then, like, this. I mean, it's the same effect. I think, you know, same
wow,
difference.
Wow, that must be a terrible life to want to do something like that.
No,
you have the opportunity, but it doesn't reach.
No, little baby.
That's terrible.
Little baby dick boys. I like little itty bitty dicks though. By the way, like really? That's like my all time favorite. I would get sprung over a tiny wee wee. So yeah, what was I gonna say? So yeah, like those are some of the weird requests that I get was the poop stuff and the pee stuff and. I mean, I guess I could just blame it on my occupation, what I've been, you know, since I've been a dancer, I guess people feel more, open, but they feel more comfortable to ask maybe a stripper to do some weird shit like that before they would ask a regular girl. Because a regular girl, y'all weird.
Their minds are not open. And that really puzzles me how some women can be so prude. And other women can really open their minds and go the distance to really please somebody. Like, what does it take out of somebody to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
To really open their minds. And because men, you know, we don't want a fucking...
You want fuck a robot.
We don't want that.
Missionary or like that shit's just way weird to me. I think that people, girls especially, are the most... I want to say hypocritical.
That's why women envy strippers.
Most definitely, because it's like at the end of the day, it's like they want to do it so bad, but they conform. They've already conformed. Like they've conformed their life already to whatever the fuck that their friends or everybody's doing the same thing. And so like when one person goes astray, they're worried about what someone else is going to think. When like it's not even that serious.
Meanwhile, their boyfriend is. Making themselves happy at the strip club.
At the strip club. And like, yeah. And you know, we tired of like dealing with, we tired of y'all husbands coming up there just like talking about y'all about all this weird shit y'all don't want to fuck right. And just, it's just like, if you don't do what you're supposed to do or what, you know, like your partner wants, you could only expect the worst. So
but
it's
I
like.
Think communication is a big key. Like, you have to tell, if you don't know how to relay that to your partner, like, hey, you know, I want to come on your. Nose today.
Yikes.
Babe. You know? Tell her that. Don't
what makes
do it?
It.
Don't. I mean, I don't know. You have to have that comfortability, that relationship. Because if you acting like you're scared to do it, she definitely ain't gonna want you to do it. You know what I mean? You actually have to put it out. put it in her mouth, put it in her nose, just go for it.
Sometimes, yeah, you know what? Sometimes all that asking questions, you don't got to ask questions. Just like, I think, like, when you ask questions, like, you're trying to build the blueprint on.
It fucks it up.
It totally does. Like, I don't like to, I don't like to plan it out too much, like, anything. I just like to just kind of go with it because, you know, when the vibes and things get involved, it's just out of your control anyway. So you just have to, like, be easy. But if you feel like you have to have the blueprint.
It's about confidence.
Yeah, it's a lot with it. It's just a lot. So.
And chemistry.
Do you think that dang, I was about to ask you a cool ass question, but I forgot. It's just that fast. That's really? So yeah, I'm so mad at myself right now. Hold on, wait.
It's not about peeing on anybody, is it?
Dang it. No, yeah, it was something awesome. Fuck. Oh man. Okay, well, the moment that I think of it, we're gonna come back. So thanks for tuning in to Life Coaching and Listening with Lish. Please feel free, by all means, any questions, comments, or concerns, or you want to add your 2 cents on any of my segments, do so, because I love it. I love to go back and forth. The debate is awesome to me. Bless that.